White. Greenville, Montcalm County, Michigan, March 8, 1868. To Edson. Let me know, Edson, just how your clothing is. I design getting you shirts made for summer. Your father has helped Brother Corliss in the woods today, chopping and loading on wood and driving the team. We are designing now to remain at home several weeks and write. I shall get out another testimony immediately. I do an immense sight of writing. We miss Brother Andrews very much. We hope you, my son, will be blessed with health and strength and will be faithful in the Lord. Adorn your profession. In Jesus, you will find help and strength. But if you do not feel your need of help and do not hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will not be filled. It is to the hungering, thirsting soul Jesus reveals himself as one in whom all fullness dwells. In him is no darkness at all. Open the door of your heart wide for the entrance of your Savior. Carry all your perplexities, your griefs, your burdens to Jesus in prayer. Oh, do not make religion a mere matter of form, of outward show. Set the heart in order. Out of it are the issues of life. We pray for you, Edson, but sometimes we have many fears. My dreams are not of that nature in regard to you. I wish they were. You must seek for purity of heart and thought. Don't let your mind be occupied with thinking of the girls. Let not an impure thought lodge in your mind one moment. Troublous times are before us. You may yet be tested, your faith tried. Commotions in the nation will bring such scenes in the world as we have heretofore been strangers to. Oh, Edson, rest not short of a deep and thorough experience in the things of God. This is my prayer concerning you. Your mother.